How y'all doing? It's Vince Peters with the new podcast. Haven't yet titled it, but wanted to jump on here real quick, share some thoughts, share some ideas, start a conversation. A lot going on in the community, a lot going on in the media, a lot going on in social media. And just wanted to jump on here and share my opinion. Get tired of hearing all the time that the loudest people in the room, people with platforms, talking about and spewing their opinions about what is what, what's this, what's that. And when you really look at what they've done, all they've done is make a living about talking about people doing. And I mean, is that a way to really establish our sense of what's going on, our sense of what's impacting and what's important to our culture, what's important to our communities, what's important to America? And, you know, folks are asking me, why would you do a podcast right now? You're successful. You got other things going on. Well, I want my voice to be heard. You know, there's a silent amount of us, a silent percentage, might be a majority, might be a minority of us who sit back and listen to all this nonsense. And it's time for us to start speaking up. It's time for us to start making our voices be heard. And one of the items that I want my voice to be heard on and to really address right now is this whole Colin Kaepernick thing. Excuse me. A lot of folks are like, you know, Colin really took it to the NFL. Colin won. Colin is an example for the generation to follow. Colin is a principled leader. Colin is this. Colin is that. In my opinion, I don't agree with any of that. If you look at the entire situation with Mr. Kaepernick in the NFL, and you look at it from a perspective of, you know, what was the intent of Colin? What was the approach and what were the results? Okay, yeah, the approach and the results were there, but as far as like the intent and the execution of the intent, I don't get it. If you're such a principled leader and you're willing to stand up and grow an afro and put your fist up in solidarity for all the African Americans who are oppressed by the police and a nation that is apparently corrupt, okay, great. If you're that strong of a person, why didn't you have the conversation with the 49ers owner? Why didn't you have a conversation with the coach and say, look, hey, I'm a principled leader. I'm a strong person. This is how I feel. This is how I feel about our country. This is how I feel about the police. This is what I'm going to do. And when I do what I'm about to do, I'll accept the consequences. That is what, in my mind, a real principled person, a real strong leader would do. They would go to their people in their immediate inner circle who employ them, who work with them on a daily basis, and say, hey, here's what I'm doing. I know you might not like it, but I'll suffer the consequences. That conversation never happened. For me to put my hat into or my cosign on something, that's the type of analysis that I got to see. That's the type of actions that I got to see from a leader. My son, I'm not telling him to look at Colin Kaepernick. My daughter, I'm not telling her to look at Colin Kaepernick. She can't do that. She's going to have to deal with the people that are in her immediate circle and be a leader within there. We want to take somebody who couldn't even be a leader in their immediate facility and make them larger than life and say, this is a leader of the culture. We got to stop doing that. I mean, Colin, you know, he has some good points as far as what he was standing up against. He had a nice nonviolent protest. He created a movement. I understand he's doing a lot of good things in the community. But, I mean, if you can't even go look, the people you see every day, the people that you interact with every day and say, hey, this is what I'm doing. What do you think about it? Or, here's what I'm doing. I know you're not going to like it, but, hey, I'm going to deal with it. If you can't give those people the basic decency, you can't be a leader in my book. And anyone who's saying he's a leader and he's great, we got different definitions of leaders. So I mean, that's my two cents on the Colin Kaepernick issue. A lot of people hit me up on social media, like, not getting where you're going with this. But Buddy was not even a leader in his community. It's like the people who you see who want to run for Congress or run for some representative office. And they're not even a leader in their community. They have not done food banks. They have not, you know, worked in the schools. They have not donated to the communities. They just want to go out there and represent people. And it's like you haven't done the work. You haven't met that critical path of being the leader. So Mr. Kaepernick, yeah, he might have got a nice little payout from the NFL. There definitely was collusion against him and his former teammate, who's now with the North Carolina, with the Panthers. Definitely collusion. Won't say there was not on behalf of the owners one way or the other there. But the in looking at these different social events, we have to begin to look at them with a more fine-tooth comb instead of just signing up for the whole thing. I don't co-sign the way that this was handled internally. I had a conversation with one of my good buddies, called me and said, hey, why are you saying this about Colin? I know the lawyers, this, that, and the other. And I did some further research and I found a quote where Colin said, look, I don't feel I need to run my plans or what I plan on doing by the coaches or by ownership. To me, that's a sense of entitlement. The 49ers is not Colin's platform. He's an employee of the 49ers. The NFL is not his platform. The 32 or the however many teams in the NFL, that is their platform. This man's not invested in the team. He's not invested in the community, for the stadium, in relationships with sponsors. And yet he's entitled to that platform. Like, that is to me, it's a whole situation that stinks of entitlement. A lot of what we see in this generation is, oh, I'm entitled to this. This is mine. This is my platform. It's not your platform. You didn't invest in it. You didn't build the 49ers. There was Jerry Rice. There was Joe Montana. There was Deion Sanders. There was Ricky Waters. All those people came before Colin Kaepernick. So for folks to could confuse and conflate that, you know, that was his platform, it wasn't. His platform was his social media account, a rally he could have held after the game. Those are the appropriate ways that if we would want to move forward as a community in more scalable and repeatable ways, that we would have to act. But recapturing the lightning in the bottle of Colin not being the leader in his immediate vicinity and then all of a sudden being a world leader or a culture leader, that's not something that we need to promote and to tell our kids or the younger generations that's the way to be, because it's just not repeatable. It's if you look at the critical path of what leadership and how this should have been done, it was not followed. So those are my thoughts on the situation. Leave a comment, hit me up. I'll talk about it and address some comments, concerns, whatever y'all have to say, you know, in the next podcast. But this is Vince Peters, and I'm out.